why would we bother doing a podcast?
I don't know.
Yeah, we think about that a lot. That would just be a print artist?
Better.
Leave a comment that's hashtag this is awkward.
So to catch Matt up, five novels?
I just walked into some crazy vampires.
Five novels that they are turning into comic books, and you started the comic book side of it how long ago? 6 months?
6 months, yeah.
Yeah, and then the novels were 2.5 years. Matt, just because we know these kind of things, her first artist sucked, and so it ended up with a $5,000 bill, and
our first artist sucked too, but that was me.
Oh, Matt, I meant business wise.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Basically, yeah. He took $3,000, and then she threw $2,000 to fix it.
Mm. Yeah. So. I paid them ahead of time for actually.
Bless novel. Your heart.
Yeah, I was stupid, and I was trying to help them out because I'm sure it was a scam, but it might not have been. You never know, and I never know. And but they kept asking, obviously, for more, and I wound up paying for a book and a half, issue and a half, before they even started. And they were supposed to do everything.
Nope.
pencil, inking, color and lettering, and all they did was pencil most of it, and then I had to have someone come out and do the inking and do everything. So technically they only did 3 whole pages out of the 28 they were supposed to do.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And then when I tried to fight it, of course I was an idiot, and the first part of it, 1200 of it or so, was through goods and services, but then it takes a month for them to get their money, so I had to do the rest as friends and family, which of course PayPal doesn't care about. And then technically when I went to fight it, the penciling they considered was $1,200 worth, even though it really wasn't.
3 so pages?
Yeah. So
let me get that deal.
Yeah. And then
I'll do 4.
And the only reason why I'm not super bitter and mad about it is if they hadn't screwed up, I wouldn't have my artist now. And I love my artist way more than I love the first one. So
it's okay. We'll be bitter and mad about it.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it does suck because, obviously I'm not getting a profit yet. I just started. And I've spent a lot. It's all worth it. I mean, if I was rich, I would just release these so I can see, and give them the free. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't care. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. And of course we had, or I guess it was my decision to do the most expensive way possible. I had to get, it's 80 pound paper. It's glossy. I know everyone's like, oh, you shouldn't do, the most expensive, but it's so gorgeous. I mean, it just looks so, dark and just the his art just pops on glossy, I mean, just looking at it. So I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, when I go to ship it, like I'm trying to do fulfillment, I worked 2 hours on fulfillment today. And I ordered, my printer screwed up, and I had 4 months worth of stuff from December. I don't even know, it's 4 months now. I've been waiting 4 months for stuff from December, February, January. And they decided to all send it at once because I told them I need it for my book signing, and I have a huge con in Lexington at the end of the month. I said, if you don't send me all my stuff, if you don't ship it by the 9th, I want all my money back, which was like $4,000. I mean, it was,
mm-hmm. Right.
And I said, I need all this shipped by the 9th. And they shipped it on the 9th, and poor UPS man, it was 9 huge boxes weighing probably almost 70 pounds each, I think. And my loving husband, pulled them all inside, and I've taken apart 4 of them so far. And what they did to torture me, probably because I made them ship it, they wrapped all of it in this stupid piece of freaking paper stapled to it.
Oh no!
1,700 pages I have to rip off. So that was fun.
It's free paper.
Yeah. So
that sketch was covers.
Yeah. Actually, when I first saw it, I was like, oh my God, they sent me blank books because white. And I was like, please don't send me blank books. I have nothing for fulfillment. And then they sent me foil, which I've gotten. I've ordered four sets, and all of them are they scratch. So now they they have to redo over $100 worth of foils. So I'm pissy about that because I can't send out my higher tiers yet. I said, you need to get these to me by Friday because now I have to send out my tiers. So all I'm going to say is I'm never going to
who don't we go through now?
Comics Springs.
Wellspring.
Which sucks because I got to be honest with you. I love their website. I love the way my comics look. You know, I mean, if they have a 2 to 6 day print option, which I absolutely adore and will only ever do that because then they have to get it out. But their foil, man, four times they screwed up my foil.
And it's interesting that's who it is because we use them for the past two books. Before that, we were using Comic Impressions out of Florida. We only switched to Comics Wellspring because the price was better. And I noticed within the last... I didn't know about your situation, but within the last couple of weeks, I've seen maybe three posts about issues with Comics Wellspring. Most of it is just ridiculous wait times now. And then another one was, you know, their stuff got screwed up. So don't know what's going on over there. But
their excuse is they hired new people for Christmas. But see, they screwed me over because, and I still want to use them. I do. But I'm never going to do foil for them again because it sucks. But I mean, for the comic book, they hate me. And it's not my fault. They printed 1,200 issues of mine without asking for my approval, and they're all wrong.
Oh, no.
And I paid $10 per, so $20, $30. I paid $30 for the hard copies waiting for these hard proofs to come, and I never got them. They just decided to print them. And I said both need changing, like they are completely being changed. I was waiting for you guys to send me the hard copy to see if there's anything else that needed changing. So after that, they kind of like delayed it for like 2-3 months where I finally I'm like, I need my damn issues. So, and I would love to get my $4,000 back, but yeah, so they finally shipped it and they're gorgeous. I mean, they are incredibly gorgeous. Their posters are really great. They're all the same price, no matter the size, which makes no sense, but whatever. It's just the foil, and the foil looks gorgeous, but it's like you could, it nicks. Like I barely touched it and it flakes off. And it just sucks because
we didn't have that problem with ours, thank God.
Yeah. Well, when I first got it before to test it, because I wanted to see what foil looked like, I didn't know the difference between foil and hollow chrome. So I asked for the two, and when I got it, they looked identical to me. So I wrote to them and I said, okay, they look identical, but one flakes off and one doesn't. So I don't want to buy the one that flakes off again. They go, oh, it's not supposed to flake off. And I was like, okay. So I took a picture like, oh, that's the holochrome. Send it back. They must not have done the covering on it. So then I sent them a picture of the other one. I said, so this is holochrome or this is foil. And they go, oh no, wait, that's holochrome too. We didn't send you the foil. So I was like,
oh my gosh. Lord.
So there's no so basically what Comic Wellspring did was they undercut everybody, got overwhelmed, and now they're cutting steps out, and everybody's paying for it.
Yeah, they went so hard last year on advertising.
They Jeff Bezos'd it, but they weren't ready.
They overshot it for sure.
Yeah,
that's interesting that I've seen a lot of problems from them lately. Yeah. I have to decide if I'm keeping their name in here or not.
You can't tell Matt said it.
I think all right. Get your junk offering. Right. I think offering the, and I love it, offering the 2 to 6 day. I mean, they have to, if everyone chooses that, it's not that big of a, I mean, it adds up eventually. But I think it was like a difference of for like $40, which, okay, is a lot, but I really wanted them in 2 to 6 days. So I'm just wondering how many people do that. And then with the foil, I don't know what the hell happened with the
foil. You said it's only $40 to get 2 to 4 days shipping?
It was only $40. For them to print it in 2 to 6 days. The second day shipping was $20. So it was, but I mean, it was like an additional 40. So I think it was like,
But that's still not bad to like,
no, it wasn't
get a
that
rush
bad.
Order done though.
Well, yeah. If it's right.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
If I ever use them for my issues only and the posters, it would be 2 to 6 day. That's the only way I'll ever do it again, because they, for the other one, it's 14 days plus, you know, so I can't complain about my December 14th order that I just got yesterday, because it's 14 days plus. And they kind of screwed me over on the phone. because what happened was on the phone, I said, you have to send me the hard proof for this because I need to make sure the colors look right. Because I had never, it was a different artist. And it actually was the artist from The Tick and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ian Chase Nichols, and he's the nicest guy on the freaking planet. But I didn't know how it would look. It was a different file. It was, you know, something I sent to my artist. I had no idea what it was going to look like. So I was like, I need this hard copy sent to me. And they said, okay, we'll send you an email one, write back that that's the right file, and then I'll send you a hard copy. So like an idiot, I wrote back and said, yes, that's right. Then they printed it, and it wasn't the right file because I was only looking at the cover because they were supposed to send me the hard copy. So then they wasted that $200. Then they owed me $781, and they wouldn't admit it. And I had to go through my credit cards and show them that this is what they owed me. And they lowered the quantity from 200 to 25 for whatever reason without telling me, but they didn't refund the money. So when I went to go make my next order, I was like, why would I only order 25? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So I ordered the 500 thinking that I just screwed it up because their minimum is 25. And then apparently they didn't know it was lowered from 200 to 25. So they shipped they printed 200, which again was wrong. And I didn't need it anymore, whether it was right or not, because I just bought the 500. So it was this whole freaking mess. So now I was like, they're going to probably drop me as a client because I don't know why. I just, everything that I want is screwed up.
No, it's not just you. The problem I have with them twice now is I would wait 2 weeks and then I'd have to send them an email and be like, you know, nobody sent me a proof, like a digital proof.
That's what I did too.
And they email me back and they'd be like, oh, it looks like so-and-so sent one, blah, blah, blah. And then they resend it. And all of a sudden, it magically works perfectly fine.
Actually, it's funny you said that because I just said to my husband, whenever I ask, when are they shipping, it ships that day.
Yes.
Like I twice now, I waited till, like you said, the 2 weeks, because I think I did a 7 to 13 day. And at the 14 day, I said, when is this shipping? Because it was 7 to 13 day. Oh, we're shipping it today. And it magically gets shipped. Yep. And then the 2 to 6 day, it was 8 days. And I was like, oh, it's been 8 days with business days, if you want to say it's been 6 days. When are you shipping? Oh, we're shipping today. And I was like, well, what are the odds? So yeah, but I'm still mad because with the whole twice on the phone, they agreed to something and then they don't admit to it later. So like, oh, you approved this through email. And I said, I only approved it that it's the right file for the hard copy. Oh, well, no one remembers talking to you on the phone. I was like, trust me, everyone remembers you talking on the phone. So yeah.
Well, now you have books.
Yeah, a lot. I have no idea where to store all these books. The only reason why I bought so many, because my husband's like, why did you buy so many? I saved like $1,000 because it's a dollar cheaper after the 100 mark. So I was like, I'm hoping I'll sell that much in my lifetime. So I figure, you know, I just buy that. So I did. And then like an idiot, I'm never ever doing 3 issues in one campaign again, because I was filling out, you know, all these bags and the backing board and I'm like, why did I do 3 again? And so I had to stick, you know, and the shipping was higher than I thought because I was calculating and on one issue, so that was fun. So live and learn, right?
Is that how shipping hurts every time?
Oh, it's painful.
The worst part of the campaign.
Yeah. Well, next time I have a couple of things that I want to done with, like reward tiers. Like I have 3D printing Anubis. I want to kind of push those because they are not easy to ship. Like that was dumb. Like I don't know why I did that, but they look so freaking cool. Like I got plushies because I want the plushies, and when I sell it, I makes it tax deductible. So I was like, oh, now I got plushies.
Yeah.
Until you come to ship, and you're like, how am I shipping this again? So
We shipped plushie sandwiches, and I don't even. How did we do it? I don't even remember.
They were in boxes. We did the small shipping boxes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love this guy. He's mine. And I think I sold two of them. They're higher. They were higher tiers because I didn't. These are handmade, so they're incredibly expensive to make. I didn't really make any profit on them. I just really wanted to see them made. So, and he has his own little 3D staff that he holds.
Nice.
But everyone loves Anubis. I did not expect him to be like a big deal. I just like him, and And he's been added to like more and more of the book because he was so popular. So I'm like, oh, add him in. So he's actually going to be, we're doing a crossover. It hasn't started yet, but we're doing a crossover with other indie creators. Mm-hmm. So if you have anyone you want to cross over, it's kind of like Kingdom Hearts. They're looking for, the story revolves around the angelic weapon that she was created from, and it has the power of souls. So her father and his father both want it. So it'll tip the war of heaven and hell in either favor. Well, it's got these four gems in them. And at the end of the spinoff, they have to find new gems. So they kind of go through portals because it's actually a gyroscope too. So it's kind of like a compass. So they go through portals looking for the gems. So we're going to jump into other people's comic book. It's going to be different levels that people can do. They can either be a whole issue, which is going to be, I don't know if you, you know, Lori from Path of the Pale Rider. If not, you guys need to see. She's got cowboys and zombies. So she's a definite person to read their comics. We're going to jump into theirs. And then there's, I don't know if you know, Rob Moteri, who does Voodoo Wolf or Night Wolf.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to jump into an issue with him, which will be a lot of fun because my character is a supernatural hunter. So she's obviously going to want to hunt a werewolf. Mm-hmm. So the first thing she's going to do is go after him to hunt him. And then we're going to do a couple of other people. And then there's going to be a couple that are just like guest, I love crossovers. Like as a kid, that was like my favorite thing to see, like a cartoon character in another cartoon that shouldn't be there. And I'm like, that is so cool. Or the comic books. I read,
what are you doing there? Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
Why is Urkel on Full House?
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. He's the neighbor. but I used to read, Ghost Rider was my favorite. I used to read. And then Midnight Suns, you know, came and it was like a little too much, but it like crossed over a lot. And I just love seeing the other characters in there. So we're going to have a couple in the background. Like, I don't know if you know Mary Machine Gun. She's going to be in one of the issues in the background and a couple other guest spots. So I'm looking forward to that. So we'll see how that goes. But that's just so I can cross over to see different people. So it'd be fun.
More selfish stuff.
I know. Everything's selfish. Someone said, you have so much merch. And I was like, well, when I buy it for me, it costs money. But when I buy it for me and sell it to you, then it's tax deductible. So
that's right.
So that's how that works.
Haha, got you, government.
Yeah. Yeah. They're funding my obsession right now. That's so right. I love that. It's about time they started working for me. But well, yeah.
Let me ask you this. What do you think makes a good hero or a villain?
Well, my villains are ruthless. Actually, out of all the demons and monsters, the worst enemy and villain is my human, Davies. He's ruthless and he's professionally ruthless and he knows how to manipulate. So I would say definitely manipulation and the villain part. And for a hero, Draven's not a hero. He'll kill anyone. Serafina's very caring. So I guess her compassion is what makes her a really good hero. Her saving certain people, like certain demons, will bring them onto their side, whereas Draven would just destroy them, being like, you looked at my chick, I'm gonna destroy you now. But her saving them actually got them allies, whereas before it was just them on their own. So I think compassion was probably what saved their butt half the time. So
oh, storytelling. So you recently did your first con, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about cons, because I'm sure you'll probably find more in common with us than you think. So how'd it go?
So the first hour, I hated it. I told my husband I suck at this and I don't want to do this anymore. Nobody talks to me. And then he's like, give it time. It's just an hour. Literally 4 seconds later, like someone came that I could talk to. And it's an absolute rush when someone comes to your table and talks to you. I didn't make a lot, but the people that did were really interested in it. I had people sign up for my newsletter because I told them if they sign up for the newsletter, they get we had a song written and performed and sung for our comic book. So if they sign up for the newsletter, they got that download for free. So a couple of people did that. And then I actually had three people buy all three. I was like, now that's a rush because there's a commitment. You don't know what you're buying.
Yeah.
And one guy bought two posters and all three. And this is going to sound really stupid, but he's like, I'm so excited hearing you talk about it that I need a cigarette. That's what he said. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I think that's good. So
it sounds like a con to me.
Yeah. So, it's very exhausting because you're explaining the same thing all over again. I'm not very good at pitching my own comic. And so like when I start talking about it, I get really into it and talking about it and they get all excited because I'm all excited. So that kind of brought people in, but, mostly it was just the rush of they put money down on my comic, you know? So I did like talking to people, but it drains you though. I mean, these were 1 day cons. I did 2 1-day cons and it wasn't even a whole day. I'd say maybe 8 hours tops. And then the one at the end of the month is 3 days, technically 3.5. So we'll see how I survive that one. But yeah.
How was the turnout for it? Was it pretty busy there or was it kind of like.
So they were local. They weren't like the first one was a bust. I think I sold 4. I made $40, $41. Someone bought a sticker. But it wasn't really a con. They sold it to me that it was going to be a con. Like the comic book store said, oh, you should sign up for the mini con, blah, blah, blah. It was a tag sale. It was a tag sale for comics. So they weren't really there for independence. They weren't there. You know, there was no other creators there, no writers there. So that was kind of a bust. But that $41 paid for the next Saturday's table, which only cost me $40. And then at that one, I made $127, and that had a much better turnout. There was people dressed up. There was other creators there. I actually connected with a couple of other creators and some other people going to do my variant covers and stuff. So that was a lot of fun. But that was also the thing that was fun about that is that they're local people. So like whoever did buy my comics, they're all like, oh, can we just, you know, buy for the next one when it comes out? And I said, well, I do a Kickstarter every other month. I already have the dates planned out. April, June, August, and October. And that's the rest of book one. And I said, you can get it technically early because Kickstarter, I have to wait a month. So right. I was like, you might be lucky. I don't know. We'll see how that works out. But yeah, it was fun, but, yeah, it was exhausting.
We've done quite a few.
Yeah.
We haven't done any in, I don't know, a year and a half. Maybe. I
did for 10, like an idiot. 10. Oh. I have 10. 8 more.
You just
never gotta, will I ever.
Yeah. You just got to mark off the ones that suck.
Yeah.
Well, I think
you do have to be very specific on which ones you go to now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I signed up for all the ones within 3.5 hours. Because okay. I didn't know what was good. So I'm not doing any flying. I'm only doing three places that are hotels. The rest are, I could technically drive to. I know I'm not doing the first one again, which sucks because it was only like 20 minutes from my house, but it was not meant for over there. The one
unless if the table was free and you had the day off, then that,
I mean, that was an $80 table. That if that was the $40 table, I would have signed up for it because the other one was for some reason was 40. And I was like, this is actually a really good turnout. I mean, it was still small, you know, it was just one little room, but it was definitely busier. And I just wasn't, I could set up my table in 20 minutes because I don't have a lot of stuff, but it was interesting. It's just, like I said, I'm not very good at my pitch meeting, and at least they came closer because there was smaller gaps between the table. But at the first tag sale one, there's a huge gap and they wouldn't even come near me. Like I couldn't even like, you know, trip them if I wanted to, which was an option. Somebody told me is just trip them. I was like, that'll get them talking.
While you're down there.
I am considering, I have 2 horror cons and I don't know if that'll be better or worse. Because it's, you know, it's a horror comic, but horror people, I mean, I'm a horror person, but to me, I picture those horror places, cons, as like movie related more.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, I don't know. I'm doing CreepyCon and FrankenCon, where James O'Barr is going to be, who is my hero. So I love The Crow. I was super excited. I can't wait to get his autograph. But there's one called Scarefest. But the tables are like $350, and I'm like, I don't even know if a comic book would sell there. So I didn't do that one this year, but we'll see how the horror cons go. I don't know. At least at a Comic-Con, I know they like comic books. You know, you can kind of convince them, well, you know, maybe you're not into complete horror.
You would think so.
Yeah. You would think so.
Yeah. But the more I see, the more I have my doubts.
I don't know. Like I said, it's very hard for me to, I'm an extrovert, but I'm also an introvert too. Like I can't just shout out to somebody to be like, come here, you know, like,
exactly.
Like I know.
And then the people walking by are introverts. So yes. As soon as you scream at them, they scurry away. Yes. So like,
or the ones that purposely don't look at you. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
Like they purposely don't look at you. And,
but then the weird ones that like Aaron said, walk up sideways on that table.
Yep. They've been walking up sideways asking if you want to shake their furry hand.
Yeah.
I just leave my cup here while I take a picture?
Mm-hmm. I would say the people that took up my most time didn't buy. There were four of them, and they all always were thinking about creating a comic and wanted to talk about creating a comic. And I will be honest, when I went to a con last year to kind of scope out independence, I did talk to them, but I always bought from their table because they talked to me and wasted time talking to me. So I always bought something, but none of them bought anything. So I was kind of like, you know, you talked to me for like half an hour when I could have been talking to people coming by. So yeah, but then, one guy that was creating his comic, his dad wound up buying it. He's like, do you want to go in with me? And the kid's like, no. And the guy's like, well, I'll buy all three. And I was like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. Get the kid away from my table.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a very uncomfortable thing to do, but when you actually get somebody on the hook, then it's more fun, but it's more exhausting than it is. Like, I don't think I was cut out for cons really.
I think
Kickstarter is the better way to go.
Yeah, I just can't. It just seems so weird to me that like it's so hard to sell somebody a $5-$10 comic book. Like,
yeah,
at a con.
It just
at
blows my mind. Con.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, yeah, like everybody's scared to try something new. Yeah, unless it's something they've heard of or whatever, then you know. I don't know. It's just weird.
I was so excited to do it because I thought, oh, they'll see my art. And I don't have it here, but I have a giant panel with the Anubis, you know, this giant fight scene, and I was so excited. I thought people would be interested in it. It's like they look at it for 2 seconds and like just want to leave. It's like, mm-hmm. So at the other one, I was able to see people with horror shirts for whatever reason, and I got them talking because I was like, oh, I see, I like your shirt, you're into horror, blah blah. The one that I'm my table neighbor from my first one taught me that you're supposed to say your name and shake hands. And it was like the most awkward thing because I forgot every time. So it'd be like an afterthought, or I do it too early. And then I feel like I have to do it again before they leave. So it's like, I don't know what I'm doing. So yeah,
you should just say a different name every time.
Right. I should. Did you ever watch, what is it? Super Troopers. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
They do this thing. Like, how many times can you say meow?
Right.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking when I was talking. I was like,
but see, my first rule is don't shake anybody's hand at a con.
Same here. Yeah, we really? We don't do that.
Nah.
I was told to do like
fist bumps, bows, whatever. You know, like
nods.
Yeah, nods. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good day, sir. Ma'am.
That's right.
But yeah, I was yeah, the whole like, I freeze up. I'm dyslexic, so. Verbally, I'm actually more dyslexic, so sometimes I don't process what people say. But someone's like, when I do like one of these, like, oh, what's your pitch? And I'm like, I don't know. So pretty much all I would say was,
blood clotting vampires.
Yeah, I am. Yep. I would say it was Buffy the Vampire Slayer meets Supernatural and Silent Hill with Resident Evil. Like, if you don't like any of those, you will probably not like, you know, my comic. And then there was this one guy that posted, and he said, the worst thing in the world, which I was like, too late. The worst thing in the world is to tell people what your story is like. And I was like, that's literally what I was told to do. Was saying,
I don't know who said that, but that's awful advice.
Yeah.
Because if you were ever to take that story that you have right now and go pitch it to a company like Image Comics or something, they want to know that. They want to know what do we compare this to?
It was on the proposals, yeah.
And not to mention, like, who wouldn't want to know that a book is similar to the other things that they enjoy or don't like?
Yeah. Yeah, I was, and he was such, but he was such a jerk about it because he's like, do not under circumstances say your comic book is like literally the, like an hour after someone just told me to say that that's what you do. And then people were agreeing with him. Oh, I would never buy it if someone said that because your idea isn't original. And I stupidly was like, my idea is original. It has nothing to do with those, but it's like it. You know, I mean, it's like Supernatural because there's demons and angels and there's a war going on. And, you know, it's like Resident Evil because there's lab work and zombies and lab creatures. And yeah, it's its own story, but it's like these. And I like to know, isn't that what, like, Netflix will say, oh, this is familiar to this, or you like this, here's, and music too, so he could bite me. But when I first read it, I was like, that sounds like the, and he said it in such a rude way, I was like, you kind of jerk. Mm. But yeah, so.
It's like, I could take his news, I could take his critique and compare it to other people's critiques.
That's
right. It's the same absolutely thing. You know, like, no matter what, somebody's going to compare it to something else because they can relate to it. That's the point of it.
Well, just like you said, they want things familiar. So, like, and as soon as I say, have you ever watched Supernatural? They're like, yes. Like, if they, then they're all into it. Mm-hmm. Like, we have an homage. I don't know what the hell it is. We have an homage cover. I think I sent you, you know, with the car and then them in front and all that stuff. Whenever someone sees that, they're like, oh, that's, you know, Supernatural. Or if they don't like Supernatural, but they're like horror, it's more of a horror adventure. You know, it's not like a slasher. It's not all gore, but we love gore. But you know, it's an adventure. I would say it's like an adventure survival horror game. But like that's all put into one. But yeah, so
yeah. Well, there's plenty of bad advice. Matt and I started this show because of that kind of stuff. Like, we just had to figure it out for ourselves. So we shared how badly we failed on stuff and how how well sometimes things happened, and we were like, that's weird.
Yeah.
We're still doing this.
Say this.
We're still doing this thing.
And you're almost 100. You said you're almost 100 episodes. That's great.
Yeah, man, I have to figure out the next two.
Yeah. Oh, but see, God. Now you guys can never shave your beards, right? Because this is beards.
Nope. We can't just call the show Ann Comics.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Tell you. My husband has a beard and he regrets it because he didn't have a beard. And a week before he met me, he ran out of blades and he had a beard when I met him. And I loved it. He's 8 years younger than me, but he looks so much older with the beard.
He looks like a man.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. I don't know if I'll say it. He's manly with the beard. Now he's never allowed to shave it.
His face is never cold.
Yeah. And I
would look like a baby.
I would too.
If I shave mine off.
Oh, he looks like he's in his 30s. I'm in my 40s. He looks like a teenager with it shaved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the first thing I bought him ever was like the beard trimmer. Like, this is so you don't ever have to shave it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I
keep it clean.
Yeah. Absolutely. Shave, you know, like comb the food out, right? Is that
what you got? Yeah. Or save it for later. Whatever.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what I always say.
Snicky snack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got it made, man. Or like Homer, you can have birds in there. I don't know if you watched the Simpsons.
Exactly.
That's right.
Bird, which is so disgusting. That was the most disgusting thing ever.
Well, we're hitting close to the hour. You have a new campaign starting in April?
Yeah, April 18th. It's on pre-launch now. It's very easy to find. All you have to do is go to Kickstarter and type in Worthy Chaos, and we're the only thing that pops up. But yeah, you can sign up for
Corner of the Market.
Monopoly.
Yeah. You know, that wasn't even our first name. It was like, I can't even say it right. It was like Fated, something, I don't know, Chaos. And it was like every romance novel was that. It was Fated Chaos or something. And I was like, well, I can't have that. But it has to have chaos in it because my story is very chaotic. So I was
now's like, when you do like a really cheesy romance homage cover.
Yes.
Like a Fabio.
Yeah,
like a
flowing hair. Yeah.
With a lighthouse in the background.
That's absolutely. So he always says that she's worth it. So I was like, what about Worthy Chaos? And after I said it, it just fit. So it fit perfectly. But yeah, so just search Worthy Chaos and hit the pre-launch so that the number goes up and gives me like a boost of, you know, ego and dopamine or whatever like this.
Until the next one.
Huh?
Until the next person likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put the pre-launch link in the show notes. So pretty much no matter where you're listening, you should be able to find that in our show notes. Carissa, it's been fun to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is great.
No problem. Forgot to say it at the top of the show because not having Matt here completely threw me off. freaking Matt. It's because he knew I was going to ask him to do the intro.
No, I have ADHD brain.
It's because I'm not using the scheduling app anymore. It's all, it's all gone to crap.
Hey, man, daylight savings changed, man.
That's
right. It got me.
Yeah. The hours watch, changed.
Now my watch is the right time. I've been waiting 6 months for this.
Oh, there you go.
I had no idea to change the time.
So, oh, nice. Yeah. My car radio is probably right, too.
Well, for everybody that is bearded or lovers of people that are bearded, make sure you use the code Beards and Comics. Save 10% off of your first order over at livebearded.com. Get yourself something fun. I don't know. There's a bunch of good scents. There's a new one called Barbershop. Still haven't tried it. Can't give you any recommendation on that. I can tell you Tombstone's great. Claws is great. I don't know, Matt, did you ever figure out the name of the one you like?
No, I didn't. Cool. They're all good except for that. I think there's only one I was indifferent to.
The only one I'm not a big fan of is Executive because it smells like a baby.
That might be it.
Yeah.
It just might smell like a baby.
I do have a website, which I guess I should say.
Yeah, do that.
WorthyChaosComics.com. And you can get PDFs there. You can get printed versions there. And you can get merch like hats and Anubis and some other cool stuff. So you can go there too. I guess it's important. I don't know.
All right. Of course. And if you need tattoos, go see Matt at where?
Gold City Tattoo.
Gold City Tattoo.
Rural North Carolina.
North Carolina.
You're not that far from me. I'm in Tennessee. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We'll see? Boom.
Let's put an Anubis tattoo on you. We'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a wuss, though. I don't know. I want it on my ankle. So I heard that's painful. So I don't know. We'll see.
They all hurt the same.
All right. Yeah.
Matt's like, you're just a bag of flesh anyway.
That's all. I'm covered. Right. It all hurts the same.
It's only getting worse.
Anyway. Get older, it hurts more. It sucks.
Oh,
great.
All right. And to everybody listening, make sure you're following the podcast on wherever it is that you do listen. That way you're alerted when we have new episodes, which is every Thursday until Matt and I are like, crap, we forgot to schedule somebody. And then we're like, oh, we're off for a week and we'll just play pretend like we planned it. Anyway, episode 100 is coming up. After 99, don't know what we're doing for either one. It's going to be great. We'll figure it out. And and follow us on the tweeters. You can do at Catalyst Comic Studio for the comic book studio or at Beards and Comics for the podcast. And I'm going to end the recording. Matt, give the final word.
Live more bearded, buy more comics.
Beards and Comics Podcast is a production of Catalyst Comic Studio. To get in touch with us, visit CatalystComicsStudio.com or search for Beards and Comics Podcast on Facebook. Hey, if you like what you hear, give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It doesn't sound like much, but it helps a whole lot.